Welcome to the network Survive to Thrive at www.survivetothrive.net. That's survive, the number two, thrive.net. We hope you'll find the commentary from our hosts interesting and helpful. Steve Quayle will host on Fridays, Hawk on Thursdays, Steve St. Clair, Darren Craddock, and occasional guests on Wednesdays, Nathan Leal on Tuesdays, and Darren on Mondays. These are trying times that look to be getting more and more challenging every day. Our hosts want to keep you informed so that you can achieve optimum health in all areas, health that you will need to survive and thrive in these challenging times. Please keep in mind that these shows do cost money to air, and presently EnerHealth Botanicals is the sole sponsor for this network, providing you not only with information, but also with incredibly effective products designed to bring you to optimum health, your natural state. By supporting EnerHealth, you support this network, and your own health and ability to thrive in these times. Go to survivetothrive.net, that's www.survive2thrive.net, and click on the EnerHealth banner on the top right, or call them at 866-762-9238, that's 866-762-9238. You can also go to their website at www.enerfood.com, that's E-N-E-R-F-O-O-D.com. Many of our listeners are already taking the products that EnerHealth has to offer, and we thank you for that. Their EnerFood product can extend the life of your dehydrated food supplies by one-third, simply by taking one tablespoon a day. In essence, the EnerFood and coconut combined constitute a meal replacement, so that can extend the life of your stored foods. And in addition to giving you energy and nutrition that your body needs, it has a two-year shelf life. Take a look also at the organic Coco Mojo and coffee, as well as our other immune-boosting herbal supplements. There are incredible specials for network listeners from time to time, so be sure to tune in often for important information and great prices. We trust that the information our hosts and myself give on these shows is truly helpful. We want to help reduce physical and other forms of suffering for you, your family, and community today and in the times that are coming. Thank you for listening, and I hope you enjoy tonight's show.
Well, hello, 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 my friends. You're listening to the Watchman's Cry program here on the Survive to Thrive Network. My name is Nathan Leal. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, December 21st, 2010, the year of our Lord. And once again, we meet, gathered together to observe the final weeks of 2010. Gathered together for possibly the last normal holiday season for many people. Why do I say this? Because the shaking is arriving to the land. A shaking that is going to create great tales of woe and of anguish. We are beyond the threshold of a story that has been predetermined. A story involving you and this planet. In the book of Revelation chapter 17, verse 12, it says, "The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast." Verse 13, "These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast." What does that mean right there? At some point in the final chapter of time, this planet will decide that it is a good idea to combine resources, governments, and people. The kings of the earth, the leaders of the earth, at some point in the future are going to become unified. The result? The rise of the end time New World Order beast. By the way, folks, side note, I did not say the rise of the Antichrist. I said the rise of the beast. Now, the beast of Revelation is not a human. It is an empire. Revelation 17, verses 9 through 11 explains this. That is one of the misnomers and confusing thoughts about the end times. Some people mistakenly call the beast the Antichrist, or they call the Antichrist the beast. But it's not the same thing. The book of Daniel explains that the beast has existed throughout history in different empires. And we can read about these in Daniel chapter 7 and chapter 8. So that's just a side note. This program is not entirely about the end time beast, but it is about what is presently taking place here on the earth. And folks, I really believe that what we are witnessing is the alignments of the powers of the earth, of the powers that be, into a new paradigm where it is eventually going to seem like a good idea to combine this world into a one world government. But this is not surprising. For those of you that have been on board with this, with the warning message and with the awake message over the past few years, we have all witnessed and heard world leaders already talk about the New World Order. And we have witnessed, we have heard with our own ears, government leaders and world leaders talk about the only solution to the present crisis is a New World Order. Daddy Bush talked about it. Putin has talked about it. Prime Minister Brown has talked about it. Ahmadinejad has talked about it. Mr. Chavez has talked about it. Now, the reason that I am bringing this up is because in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 1, it says that the beast rose up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and it took over the world. A final empire controlled by Satan, given power by the dragon. Now, here's the interesting part about this prophecy. The Bible does not say why the beast rose up out of the sea. The Bible does not say why the kings of the earth were of one mind to give their power and authority to the beast. It doesn't say why. So that is the question that I am asking. Why? Why did the entire world think that it was a good idea to sacrifice their sovereignty and to throw their authority into a giant cauldron of kings of the earth? Why were they willing to do that? Here's the answer, folks. And I believe it's a very simple answer. It's because they saw no other solution. It's because by the time the world came to this remedy, they were challenged with chaos. And they found themselves with no other choice. Now, what kind of chaos would do this? How about bankrupt nations? How about a financial crash? A currency crisis? A sovereign debt crisis? Devalued currency? Hyperinflation? Perpetual debt that is impossible to pay off? And my friends, this is what we are witnessing right now. Right now, we are witnessing a great shaking over this world. A great shaking has begun. And it's in motion. And folks, I believe that every person that claims to be a Christian and claims to have wisdom will seek to understand these things. And will also understand that this thing is in motion, it has momentum, and there is going to be no stopping it. Because in this narrative, we are not witnessing random events. We are witnessing the plan of God, the sovereign, permissive will of God. And we are also witnessing the judgment of God to the evil, corrupt nations of this earth. How long is this translation into the New World Order going to take? I don't know exactly, but I do believe that it is going to take at least several years. Based on what we are observing already, the collapse is going to be incremental. And every now and then we are going to have hard, hard landings. And as this thing continues to play out in nations across the earth, especially in the nation of America, we are going to observe its arrival when we look at the average person on the street. Because we are going to see great changes occur to the man on the street, to families in America, of what was once the American lifestyle. Huge, huge changes are coming, my friends. There are many variables of this transition, and therefore there are many things that we need to be talking about. If you are new to this program, what we do when we meet together is discuss the present scenario, the present narrative, the present chapter of this crisis upon planet Earth right now. And in trying to understand this present crisis, we can easily see that those things are playing out right now. But the New World Order, end time empire that is arising right now, and the events that are going to accompany the New World Order cannot be just understood from the natural carnal mind. We need to look at these things through the spiritual lens, through the biblical lens. There are many things happening right now, all at the same time, folks. But one of the most important things to understand and to realize is that America right now is under the judgment of God. And since the judgment is occurring and the judgment is here, the smart person will do everything he can to weather and endure this season of judgment. It cannot be endured by the strength of man. And my friends, the events that we have seen thus far here in the final month of 2010 are nowhere near as treacherous as what we are going to be seeing in 2011 and in 2012. The things that are approaching are going to be incredible. My friends, we are going to see very treacherous divine weather arrive here in the land of America. Treacherous weather, whirlwinds of divine judgment, clouds of darkness. And when we look at God in action in the Old Testament, when He judged the nation of Israel, and when He judged other nations, Assyria, when He judged Sodom and Gomorrah, we do not see a wimpy God. We do not see a God that is inept or without power and strength. What we do see is a God that is mighty, a God that is fervent, a God that is a consuming fire, a God that is brazen and molten, a God that can look at mountains and melt them, a God that can cause raging seas and violent storms, and a God that means business. My friends, we are at the very end of 2010. 2011 is right around the corner. And when 2011 arrives, there are events that are coming that are going to shake every one of us to the very core of our being. This world is about to change. And if the average person sitting in church knew how dramatic these changes were going to be, they would be acting very different than how they are acting now. If the average pastor behind pulpits in America knew of the great changes that are approaching America in 2011, they would be changing their schedules. They would be calling their congregations to do fasting and prayer. Unfortunately, they do not know. If the average man on the street knew about the changes that are approaching America in 2011, there would be a great outcry. There would be riots in the street. There would be panic, and there would be chaos. Now, depending on where you live, these events are going to arrive with different levels of intensity. But my friends, I really believe that by the end of 2011, 1 year from now, and as we get into the year 2012 and start living in the year 2012, in the next 1 to 2 years, my friends, there are many cities in America that are not going to be recognizable in the next 1 to 2 years. And this thing is not only going to affect cities, it's going to affect private lives, the man on the street. It's going to affect lifestyles, the way people live. Folks, things are going to get very, very intense. Now, I'm going to talk about those things in this program, so please, please listen to the things that I'm going to share. I also invite you to share this audio with everyone that you know. Make copies of it. Share it with your pastor. Share it with people at your church. Have friends come over to your house and share it with them, my friends, because people need to find out. People need to know. People need to be warned that the great shaking has begun, and indeed more things are approaching. Now, I can understand that some people could be saying, Nathan, how do you know this? Why are you so sure that things are going to be as intense as you're describing? Here's how I know, folks, because the Holy Spirit has revealed it. You know, folks, through the power of the Holy Spirit, a servant of God is God's spy. Because through the giftings of prophetic dreams, through the giftings of prophetic words, God reveals the things that are coming. Does He do this so that the person can be elevated? No. God does this because He wants His people to be warned. Because He has compassion on every one of you. Those of you that have been following this ministry have heard many of the prophetic dreams and visions that God has revealed over the last few years. But let me give you a short list of some of the things God has revealed. Now, please bear in mind that the things that He has shared and these prophecies that I have either published or talked about in my previous programs, some of them are in motion right now. Some of them have begun to be in motion. Some of them have already arrived. Many of them are still approaching. And when these things arrive, my friends, it is going to create great chaos and calamity. But here's a short list of what the Holy Spirit has revealed. In the future, we are going to see banks fail by the hundreds across the country. And when the banks fail, that means that many people that have debit cards will no longer have access to money. And it means that it's going to create upheaval in the private lives and in the budgets of individuals who will be challenged to have access to their money. So that's coming. Another thing that is coming is that liberty is going to be decapitated. The laws of America are going to be forever changed. Legislation is going to arrive that is going to erase the Bill of Rights and the rights of free citizens in America. And we are already seeing that happen with the TSA pat downs and the illegal searches and seizures that are already occurring. Another thing that is happening is that the tree of liberty, the tree of freedom, is right now dying. It is unhealthy. It is famished. Also, the Holy Spirit has revealed that the dollar is going to collapse. The dollar is going to lose its status as the world's reserve currency. And when that happens, many things are going to change here in America. Now, that prophecy is already in motion. Those of you that have been regularly listening to this program have heard the discussion on that topic. Also, the New World Order beast system is under construction. God revealed this several years ago, and when he did, he showed and revealed that the asphalt of the road to the New World Order was in construction right now. The footprints of the end time beast were already present on the earth, and they were gaining traction. Also, the Holy Spirit has revealed that tyranny is going to be coming. And when I say tyranny, I'm talking about what we see happening at the TSA locations at airports. We're going to see those kind of things happen across the country in other places, in bus stops, in train stations, in courthouses, at public events. We're going to see checkpoints. We're going to see where Americans will have to answer the question, "Your papers, please." We are also going to see darkness come, dark tornadoes, howling winds. We're going to see dark clouds of judgments. Also, prophetically, I saw a city with 100 fires throughout the city. I was up in the air looking down in the helicopter, and I saw a city burning, and there were fires spread throughout. Also, prophetically, the Holy Spirit has revealed that a great tsunami is approaching this land. And this tsunami is not just a physical tsunami. It is also a financial tsunami and a spiritual tsunami. Also, just recently, I had a prophetic vision about an eagle that stole nest eggs. What this means is that eventually, the U.S. government is going to steal the retirement accounts of pension funds, IRAs, 401ks. It's going to take them and nationalize them, just like other countries have done in the past. Now, recently, I just had another prophetic dream. This is just 2 days old, and I'm still seeking God about it. But so far, it looks like I saw America represented as an airplane that was red, white, and blue, and this airplane crashed into the side of a mountain, and it was engulfed in a ball of flames. And after it exploded, I then saw Obama's face come out of the mountain, and he started to speak in another language, in a language that I could not understand. He was not speaking English. So I'm still seeking God about that one. I don't want to take too much time on prophetic dreams and visions. Getting back to the events that are going to be coming. Most of these visions that I just shared have not arrived. We are seeing the beginnings of some of them, but they have not entirely arrived. But my friends, I do believe that in the coming year of 2011 and into 2012, things are going to get very, very different. Now, I have a question. For those of you that are listening, think about this question. If you knew that some of the very, very dramatic changes that I'm talking about were well on their way and they were about to be here, would it change your life, my friend? Would you adjust your plans if you knew these things were coming? Would it affect your prayer life if you absolutely knew that these things were coming? Would it affect the plans for your preparation? Would it, my friends? Now, I know that many of you that are listening are preparing. I know that many of you are awake. You know what time it is. But I also know this. I know that there are some listeners that are doing nothing. You're not sure. You need more proof. My friends, I am not behind this microphone saying these words to chastise you. I am saying these words because I want to challenge you. And I want to ask you to really examine your life. Really do some inventory. And those of you that are having a hard time believing that these things are coming, I would challenge you to look at the secular news that you can find on the internet. I know that sometimes looking at these things may cause fear. And so a lot of people, because they get fearful, decide to do nothing and they don't want to examine this information because it's too scary. But my friends, I am sitting here pleading with you. And I am asking you with utmost sincerity to take these matters to God and ask Him if Nathan is crazy. And ask Him if you need to be changing some of the direction that's in your life. Folks, 2011 is going to come, and great changes are going to come with it. God's plan is in motion right now. Here's what it is, folks. Number one, right now God is purging His church. That means if you're a Christian, He's going to purge you, or He may already be purging you. Some of you, I do not have to convince that God is purging the church right now because you are living these things right now. You understand this firsthand. Some of you have been unemployed for a while. Some of you have found yourself opening your cupboards and looking at empty pantries. Some of you have learned what it means to sit in an office and apply for food stamps. You know what it feels like to be humbled. And you know, folks, God is purging His church right now because He loves us. He loves you. So the events that are happening in your life are not to crush you. They are not to destroy you. They are to purge you. And if you are being purged right now, my friends, please do not give up. Because there is an area of God, there is an area of discovery about the love of God, the presence of God, the providence of God, the mercy of God. There are areas of God that you are going to discover because you're being purged right now. By the way, side note, as more and more people find themselves in this position, God wants you to know that He loves you. And my next Watchman's Cry sermon, number 159, addresses these very things. It talks about the purging and it addresses the situation of why me, Lord? Why do I have to be going through these things? So please be looking for that. It's going to be up in the next day or two. When you get my notice, please listen to it and please be blessed by it, my friends. Now, the purging of the church is God's love for all of us, my friends, because He wants us to be wrinkle free when He arrives to collect His bride in the final chapter. Now, folks, the purging of the church is number one, the part of God's plan. And number two, the second part of God's plan is God is judging this world and He is going to punish this earth for its great evil. He is going to judge this earth because this earth has become a desolate spiritual wasteland. My friends, in this judgment that is coming, there are going to be many, many events. Events that cause great anxiety and anguish. There is going to be anguish of soul in so many people, with the final result over America being that lamentations will arrive in America. And America will find itself transformed into a second and then a third world country. American cities that at one time were very modern and full of pleasure and comfort are going to find themselves with the appearance of a third world city. Now, I know that I cannot force everyone to believe. I can't. Many of you are finding the very same thing. You are finding that you cannot convince your friends. Many of you have gone to church and tried to warn and share the things that you know about, the things that you are aware of, the things that the Holy Spirit is screaming in your hearts, but unfortunately, people are not listening to you either. My friend, I want to encourage you also, because in 2011, many of you are going to be vindicated, depending on where you live. Folks, things are going to get very, very dark in the coming year. God has made this very clear. Howling winds are coming. And the number one thing that people need to be concentrating on right now is getting their spiritual house in order. You know, folks, this is another side note, but those of you that are listening, please pay attention to what I'm about to say. I have observed to my peril and with great disappointment that there are many people who say that they are Christians when they are on blogs, when they talk to one another on forums. But after a while of observing how they really are, I see that many, many Christians today are mired with bitterness, with malice, with anger, and with arrogance to the point where they would actually be mean to one another and argumentative. Now, this message is not about what ails the church right now because Jesus is going to be working on what ails the church. However, this is a small side note, and I plan to be doing a message on this in the future. But here's what it is. The Bible tells us that the sins that will tempt a human being can be categorized into three different categories. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Now, the lust of the flesh includes many of the carnal sins that are easy to pinpoint and identify. And they are easy to point fingers in others. That person's an alcoholic. That person's a harlot. That person's committing adultery. So many times Christians will highlight those sins and congratulate themselves and say that they have overcome those sins that used to mire them, which are in the category of lust of the flesh. But those are the outward sins that are easy. Now let's look at lust of the eyes. The lust of the eyes happens inside the person's mind, in their soul. So if a person has a problem with lust, what does that mean? That means that, as it says, they lust for other things. They are covetous. It's still old-fashioned lust, where their eyes like to observe the sights of God's creation. But those sins are easier to hide because they happen inside of the mind. The Bible says, taking captive every vain imagination that lifts itself against the knowledge of God. And the lust of the eyes is a category that some people can fake and pretend that they don't have, but still they're mired in it. And they know that they're mired in it. Now, that's the second one. Now, I want to mention the third one, the pride of life. The pride of life is the sin that most people have no idea they are mired in. Most people have no idea that they are full of arrogance, that they are a know-it-all, that they are full of themselves, full of pride, because after all, they feel that they're always correct. After all, if they argue with someone else, it's because the other person is wrong and they have to show them the truth. And my friends, the pride of life is the sin that envelops the majority of Christians right now. It is the sin that Christians do not see when they look in the mirror. It is the sin that causes heartache, heartbreak. It is the sin that causes church splits. It is the sin that causes people to get on Christian forums and rip apart their brethren. It is the sin that causes people to get on Christian forums and slander their brethren. It is the sin that God looks upon and says, I hate, because it causes strife and division. It is also the sin that caused Lucifer to rebel against God, the pride of life. My friends, in the coming purge of the church, the pride of life is going to be addressed in the lives of many Christians. It needs to be addressed. There are many people full of themselves that do not realize that they are mean. They do not realize that they have no love for the brethren. They do not realize that most of the New Testament addresses these matters about kindness and courtesies and love and gentleness, about being a healing ointment, about caring for your brethren, about having empathy and sympathy for them, about not always having to win. Unfortunately, most pastors today do not address the pride of life. It is not addressed. And therefore, as a result, we have Christians behaving badly today. Why am I bringing this up? Because it needs to be brought up, my friends. These are truths that need to be addressed. And as we find ourselves being purged, many of us are going to find ourselves stripped of things that we held dear. We are going to find ourselves stripped of earthly idols, material items, material possessions, positions in life. And sadly, some of us are going to find ourselves being purged of our health, of our strength, and some of us even loved ones and relationships. Why is this going to happen? Because God is going to shake and purge His church. This is a very, very important thing, my friends. People can have a nice bug out bag. People can prepare and save bullets. People can prepare and have gold and silver. But if those people are mean and rude, or in the earthly sense, if those individuals are jerks to everyone else, God is going to purge them. My friends, please listen to what I'm saying. God is going to deal with this area in so many people's lives. Those of you that do not know what I'm talking about, if these sound like radical words, but you find yourself curious, go to my website and download some of the messages on the audio page and listen to the messages and ask God to show you some things. And my friends, I believe He will. Now, folks, I do know that not everyone is going to get it. Not everyone is going to understand these things. Some of your loved ones are not going to understand, or they're not understanding yet, and you're very concerned for them. Folks, do not lose heart and do not lose the passion and the fervent prayers that you have for them. The Bible says the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. What does that mean? That means it gets the job done. It gets a lot of things accomplished. So please do not give up in praying for your loved ones. 2011 is right around the corner. As it arrives, we are going to see whirlwinds of mighty sights. We are going to hear the thuds of loud booms of calamity as events hit the ground. And we are going to witness images unlike what we have ever seen in our lives. Folks, the dollar collapse is coming. The New World Order beast is coming. Lamentations is coming. Third World America is coming. Failed banks are coming. Broke Americans, destitute Americans, and many Americans with regret are going to find themselves asking the question, why wasn't I warned? Or if they were warned, they may find themselves saying, why didn't I listen? Now, already the tipping points are in motion, but there is a huge event that is coming, and I want to share it with you, but it looks like the break is coming. So after the break, we're going to talk about those things. Folks, don't go away. We'll be right back.
Now, we're going back to the Health Ranger, and one of my sales guys pointed this out. They go, you know, the Health Ranger really loves Interfood, and it won their best superfood 2009. And so, you know, asking what he thinks about it, but I'm putting him on the spot here. But I remember about 5 years ago, I got some of this sent to me, and I was so busy, I didn't even call them back because they wanted to be sponsors. But years later, we came back. My wife loves it. It's two little scoops in the morning in water or juice. You drink it, and it's 20 superfoods at once, and that way you absorb almost all of it. Even with the best vitamins and minerals, a lot of it gets passed through you, and you've got a lot of specials there on the site for Alex Jones listeners. Interfood.com or 866-762-9238, 866-762-9238, Interfood.com. Give us your brief take on Interfood.
Like you said, I did give it an award, an Editor's Choice Award. It's the real thing. And not only is the product really great, but the company's great. The people there are great. They get it. You know, they understand nutrition. They understand what's happening with the world, and they want you to be nutritionally prepared. And, I mean, that's the bottom line with this product. It's I use it.
Well, I know my wife gets upset when she runs out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really that good.
Yeah, she's a lot more health conscious than I am. I mean, I try to be. I mean, compared to the average American, I guess I'm okay, but I do have a lot of bad habits. But I noticed that when I first started taking it, I mean, it was almost like a drug or something. I mean, there's no speed, no caffeine in it, but it's almost like jolting to have real nutrients.
It makes you alert without any kind of caffeine type of buzz. No stimulants whatsoever. It just basically clears out your system. And it makes your brain and body function better. You know, I mean, superfoods are really powerful for doing that. And with Interfood, he's combined a lot of the best ones in the world. I don't give out a lot of awards. You probably know that.
And the key is they don't pasteurize it either, so it doesn't lose the...
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So you've got the nutrients that are destroyed by heat. In Interfood, they're not destroyed. They're intact. And that makes all the difference.
Absolutely. Okay.
Watchman's Cry would like to take a moment to say thank you to our sponsor, Steve St. Clair of EnterHealth Botanicals. Winter, flu season, and the new year are upon us. It is a good time to do what you can to bump up your immune system. So head on over to survivetothrive.net and check out the specials this week on the detox products. Start your new year with a healthy system. That is survivetothrive.net. SURVIVE, the number 2, THRIVE.net.
Welcome back, folks. Nathan Liao here. The website is watchmanscry.com. Today is Tuesday, December 21st, 2010, the year of our Lord. And before the break, we were talking about many of the events that are going to be approaching this country and this world in 2011. And we were discussing the news stories that we're going to be hearing in 2011. Now, folks, I know that there are still people that do not believe. There are people that do not want to believe. But that's why I am here, to sound the warning bell and to share that in spite of what the mockers and the scoffers out there may be saying, we are indeed facing some challenging times ahead. Now, folks, there is some information that I want to share here in the program, and I want to talk about a scenario that concerns me. Now, folks, when I first started this program, I talked about how the New World Order beast is going to arrive out of the sea, how it is going to show up on the earth at some point in the end times. And I mentioned that the Bible really doesn't tell us why. Why does the New World Order show up? So that's what I want to talk about right now for a brief moment. But real quick, let's talk about what is the New World Order. The New World Order, for some people that have not been researching this topic very long, may sound like a cryptic type of world power? It's an interesting term, but what does it mean? Well, according to Daddy Bush, on September 11, 1990, he said it was a big idea, a new world order, where nations have the rule of law. Now, what does that mean? That doesn't really explain it, but the Cliff Notes version of the New World Order, from the geographical perspective, is the fruition of regional economic unions. For example, in Europe, we have the European Union, and their money system is the euro. That is an economic union. They recently signed a constitution to bring unity to them, but they're having a problem finding unity because they're still fractured ideas. And they're experiencing an economic debt crisis, so it's not working out too well for the European Union. But nevertheless, the European Union is a regional economic union. And according to the book of Revelation, the world's going to be divided into 10 pieces. If we went to the European Union's website, and I don't have the web address right offhand, but I've looked at it recently, and on their website, they illustrate that their goal and their wish list for the world is to see the world divided into economic unions, just like Europe is. And they have a map on their website that illustrates this. But the world does envision the world broken up into 10 pieces. And it's very interesting that Revelation 13 says the same thing. The beast had 7 heads and 10 horns. 7 heads meaning the whole world, 7 continents. 10 horns were these 10 regions. So these regions that the New World Order wishes to have include the North American Union, which is Canada, the United States, and Mexico, the South American Union, which is South America, and then there's the Africa Union, there's the Middle Eastern, the Asia Pacific. Right now, there are several ideas of these unions. The only official one that we have right now is, of course, the European Union. Eventually, some event is going to cause the world to come together and say, yes, we want to form our unions to fix the economic crisis. And my friends, I really, really believe that the catalyst that's going to do this is going to be the collapse of the dollar, the collapse of the euro, and the problems with different money systems that are occurring right now in the world. And when we look at this scenario, I really believe that we are witnessing this very thing. So, out of the collapse of the American dollar, and when the dollar loses its world reserve currency, out of the ashes of the dollar's crisis, it is easy to see that the world will want to come up with another reserve currency. Now, since different nations would love to have this privilege, I could see China wanting it, or Russia, or Germany, or other areas of the world. In order to prevent the fighting about it, the world is going to come together and either through a basket of currencies or through some currency unit that we do not know about, the world is going to come up with a new global currency that is going to rise out of the ashes of this present crisis. Now, my friends, as I share this right now, please know that in order for the world to accept a new type of currency, that means that the playing field needs to be leveled off for different currencies. Now, if the world comes up with a new world currency, so far it looks like it could be a basket of currencies, which would include Russia's ruble, the American dollar, China's yuan or renminbi. The basket of currency can include various nations putting all their money in a basket and averaging all of them out to come up with an average that everybody is happy with. Now, the reason that I'm bringing this up, my friends, is because there are rumors that out of this crisis that we are in right now, we are going to see a global currency rise out of the ashes. And if that happens, then that means that the dollar as a world reserve currency will lose its status, which is what the Holy Spirit prophesied already. And when that happens, that means that the Federal Reserve can no longer print money out of thin air at its own convenience. So as the world comes up with a new global currency, the printing press privileges for the Federal Reserve are going to be taken away from the United States because the United States has trashed its debt and trashed its treasuries and trashed its future as far as being able to pay back the debt that it owes to the world. So, when the printing press gets taken away from the United States, then the United States is going to have to experience a currency that is weak, just like most nations of the world have to experience. And what that means is, when a currency in other nations experiences problems,
inflation happens or even hyperinflation happens, because no longer will the United States be able to manipulate the value of the dollar. Now, folks, here's the conclusion of what I'm trying to say. When the world finally realizes that there's no solution except to come up with a global currency, the dollar is going to be devalued. What does that mean? That means that the United States of America will do what other nations have already done. North Korea has devalued its currency before. Venezuela has devalued its currency. Argentina has done it. European nations have done this. So the only way for a global currency to rise up out of the ashes of this mess is for the United States to have to participate and devalue the dollar. Now, there are rumors right now that this event can happen in the next 1 to 2 years. There are some rumors that it's actually going to happen in 2011. Now, when I say rumors, my friends, I'm talking about a high, high probability it's going to happen. Now, I know that some of you can say, well, that's just a rumor, Nathan. You can't prove it, and so I'm not going to worry about it. That's true. I cannot prove it, but I just want to share that. Now, if this does happen in 2011 or in 2012, the way it will play out will be that you go to bed on Friday night with so much money in the bank, and when you wake up a few days later on Monday morning, the dollar will have devalued itself a certain percentage. If it devalues itself 25%, then in the span of 3 days, every person with money in the bank will have lost 25% of their purchasing power. If the dollar gets devalued 50%, then that means that over the weekend, every savings account in America will have lost half of its value, and also everything at the store is going to double in value. Now, is this really possible that this could happen? Is it possible? My friends, I do not think that it is only possible. I think that there is a very high chance that it is going to happen. Now, I can't tell you why I am saying this. Perhaps in the future I can tell you why, but right now I can just say this. There is a high, high probability that we could be seeing a currency devaluation in 2011. I'm not saying that prophetically by the Holy Spirit. I am saying that as an observant person. So, folks, I want to issue this warning right now. I want to challenge you with this. In the coming year of 2011, there's a high probability that retirement funds are going to be robbed or lose their value, lose a big chunk of their value. So if you have a retirement fund and it's sitting in the bank and this devaluation came, you would lose a portion of your retirement fund overnight. So here's something to think about. And I know I've mentioned this several times, but I want to say it again. Those of you with retirement funds, please, please seek counsel on doing something about where your funds are located, about relocating where your money is held. But the next question someone would ask is, how does one protect their retirement from a currency devaluation? Well, that would mean that you would have to preserve your wealth in other types of assets. So you would have to preserve it in either gold and silver bullion or commodities, or even export it offshore or buy something tangible here in the States. Now, the biggest purchase someone can make to preserve their assets is, of course, real estate. But there are some forecasts that are predicting that real estate can lose another 20, 30 to even 60% of its value in the coming 1 or 2 years. So I'm not sure if that's a wise choice to invest in real estate right now. There's a lot of praying that needs to be done by those of you that are listening. Please do not take these words lightly. My friends, I really see that some hard, hard thuds are going to hit this country in the coming year. Now, I want to shift gears real quick before the program is over and talk about another topic that we are actually already on, but I want to look at it from a different standpoint. Now, we have been talking about the New World Order, and I want to share something about the New World Order. The New World Order, as I explained earlier, is a region of nations that is going to come together in the final passage of time, according to the book of Revelation. Now, in addition to the New World Order coming together geographically, I want to talk about the spiritual aspect of it. Now, I know that there are many voices out there that talk about the New World Order a lot, and they mention the players of the New World Order, meaning the heads of nations and the people behind the scenes, the elite bankers, the businessmen, and the people that are members of different groups that want to see this thing happen, like the Bilderberg Group or Bohemian Grove or the Council on Foreign Relations. Well, in addition to those individuals, I want to talk about why some people want the New World Order to happen. Now, the New World Order is not just a geopolitical idea. And the New World Order is not an idea that's just been around for the last few decades. The New World Order is actually an idea that has been talked about for almost 100 years. The New World Order has been around since back then. And the New World Order is not just a geopolitical idea. The New World Order is actually a religion. And that's something that many people do not realize, or even most people didn't even know. The New World Order is related to a different category of expectant events in the next few years. What am I talking about? This is what I mean, folks. The New World Order is related to the New Age movement. The New Age movement goes back to the late 1800s. And the New Age movement has some core beliefs. This is what it's about. The New Age movement believes that the earth and the inhabitants of the earth collectively go through different ages here on the earth. And for the past 2,000 years and some change, the earth has been in the age of the fish, Pisces. But now the earth is about to have a transition and transcend into the age of Aquarius. And when the earth transcends into the age of Aquarius, then the earth is going to experience some very spiritual events, because the people that believe in the New Age movement are not traditional, fundamental followers of God, meaning Jesus Christ, Messiah, the creator of the universe, or Jehovah. The New Age movement believes that mankind is populated by humans that are constantly reincarnated. And these humans, as they are reincarnated, are selectively being transformed into higher and higher level beings. Now, not all humans are experiencing this according to them. Some humans made bad choices and bad mistakes. So some people are living the karma of some bad choices they made in a previous life. So according to the New Age movement, if a human being lives in a poor country like India or Africa, and they are in poverty and they are mired in disease, then that is karma that is causing that to happen, because they were bad in their previous life. Now, to get into the explanation of this would actually take several sessions and many hours of discussion to talk about the New World Order and the New Age movement. But the thing that I wanted to mention, folks, is that the New World Order, New Age movement believes that planet Earth is about to have a planetary initiation to transcend from the age of Pisces into the New Age of Aquarius. And they believe that in order for the Earth to go into this New Age of Aquarius, the Earth needs to experience a global cleansing. What does that mean? That means that, according to them, right now our Earth is in a transition stage between two ages. And as this Earth transcends into the age of Aquarius, it is going to experience a critical mass of initiation, of human beings who are initiates or enlightened ones who are going to leap into this next age. Now, according to them, not everyone qualifies to leap into this new age. Because if a person is not enlightened, if a person has not experienced evolutionary spiritual progress, and if they have not come to understand that they have a need to evolve upward, then those humans do not get to transcend into the new age of Aquarius. Now, according to them, they believe that the majority of humans do not qualify. In fact, less than 25% of humans qualify to go into this new age. They also believe that before the Earth can go into the new age of Aquarius, it needs to be purged through chaos, meaning that great calamity has to occur on the Earth, and the Earth needs to cleanse itself or kill the undesirables. Now, folks, when you get into the meat of what the New Age movement actually believes, it becomes very vile. It is very satanic. It is very evil, and it is very dark. Now, the New Age movement had an individual whose name was Alice Bailey in the early 1930s and 1940s, who was demon-possessed and channeled a spirit guide, according to her, who enabled her and allowed her to write books explaining the New World Order plan. And her books are in many, many volumes, and they are distributed by the Lucis Trust Company. Lucis is L-U-C-I-S, Trust Company. The Lucis Trust Company is a demonic entity that sells Alice Bailey's demonic books. Now, this ascended master that spoke through her was, of course, really a demon, but according to the members of the New Age movement, they believe that it was actually an ascended master. Now, that's another thing that they believe. They believe that as a person gets reincarnated and begins to discover their higher level of evolvement, they can eventually ascend higher and higher till they become an ascended master themselves and become a god, and then they no longer will even need a human body. They will roam around as a spirit, but they are able to walk about the lower level humans, and if the lower level humans allow them to, the lower level humans will allow them to channel inside their bodies. So if a person evolves high enough, then they can inhabit another body temporarily and give them their wisdom. Now, of course, folks, this is plain and simple, old-fashioned demon possession, and it is a lie, it is demonic, it is sorcery. But the New Age movement really believes in this thing. They also believe that one of the ascended masters who has reached very, very high levels is named Maitreya. Now, Maitreya is actually a demon that possesses an individual named Benjamin Cream, who is one of the teachers of the New Age movement. Now, why am I bringing all this up? Here's why, folks. Because the New Age movement believes that the Age of Aquarius is going to be starting in the next few years. Some of them actually believe that the Age of Aquarius is going to coincide with the Mayan calendar, which would be in December of 2012. And 2012 is when the Earth will enter the New Age of Aquarius. But before the Earth enters the New Age, the Earth needs to purge many of its inhabitants. That purging can happen through war, through disease, through famine, and through other causes that strike populations. So here's the part that's very disturbing, folks. According to many New Agers who believe in the New World Order and want to see this beast rise up out of the sea, who want to see a one-world government, who want to see these unions spread throughout the world, there are political leaders that believe in the New Age movement. There are very, very wealthy elite people that believe in the New Age movement. In addition to their beliefs, it is not a benign religion because they welcome chaos. They actually would like to see chaos occur before their initiation date of December 2012. Now, if we are aware that these individuals believe in this, that means that if there are some people that are New Age followers and they are leaders in governments, that means that it is easy to see how they would initiate war to occur in the next year or two. Now, December 2012 is their target date for the world to transcend into the New Age. So if we go backwards from December 2012 and they believe that the Earth is going to be purged before that, it is entirely plausible to see how some of them could desire a war occurring for a year or two before the initiation date of 2012. So that being said, my friends, we are living in perilous times where there are individuals who are following a false religion of Satan and could actually play a role in causing World War III because they believe that it is something that needs to happen. Now, if you want to do some more research about this, you can Google the New Age movement. In fact, there's an individual named Barbara Marx Hubbard. She wrote a book called Happy Birthday, Planet Earth. And in her book, she actually says that people will either initiate themselves, meaning they will believe in the New Age movement, or die. There's no in-between. There's no compromise. So they also have mentioned that the enemies of the New Age movement, those that cloud the good seed of New Age DNA that can be in a human, are souls that have been stained and contaminated with religion of Judeo-Christianity, of Judaism and of Christianity, because a belief in a monotheistic God goes against their beliefs. The New Age movement is a conglomeration melting pot of most Eastern religions, Buddhism, Hinduism, Taoism. It includes paganism, Wiccans, Luciferianism. It includes sorceries and Satanism and transcendental meditation, hypnotism, Baha'i, Scientology. There is a conglomeration of all of these beliefs that are in dire opposition to Christianity and Judaism. Now, folks, as if some of you happen to do some research on this. It is very, very disturbing. The rabbit hole goes very, very deep on what these people believe. But as a person goes deeper and deeper into this rabbit hole, what we would find out is there are many, many areas of American society, of American business, and of American corporations that believe in the New Age initiation that is coming. And it's very disturbing that a lot of the terminologies that the New Age movement follows are terminologies that we can read about now and that we have heard talked about now, terminologies that even leaders in the world have talked about. President Bush talked about the 1,000 points of light when he was president. And the 1,000 points of light is a term that is used by the New Age movement that is actually talking about the 1,000 points of illumination, of Lucifer's illumination. And it's also interesting that the 1,000 points of light award is an award that was given out to citizens who did good deeds in the state of Florida by Mr. W's brother, Jeb Bush, down in Florida. So the New Age movement can also be seen in some of the creepy, dark activities of political leaders like Bohemian Grove and Skull and Bones and some of these other secret orders that our political leaders participate in. And in the writings of Alice Bailey in the early 1930s and 1940s, when she was demon-possessed and wrote some of her writings about the New Age, she wrote about the plan. She wrote the whole script of how this thing was going to happen. She wrote about how the infiltration would happen in churches, about how the separation needed to occur. She wrote about how the plan was going to come about, how the deception was going to come about. She talked about the plans for religion, about organizing world religions and conditioning society to receive the plans. She talked about how New World Order individuals are shills and plant themselves into churches to cause disruption and to lead people astray. Folks, the plan of the New Age movement is a satanic plan that is actually playing out before our very eyes. And we can see many of their efforts in a recent mutation of a segment of the charismatic church that has evolved into a new form of gospel that no longer resembles what it used to resemble. And when I say that, I'm talking about the New Apostolic Reformation, the NAR, Kingdom Now, Dominionist Gospel. This is the group that supported and promoted Todd Bentley. This is the group that supports and encourages the Kundalini satanic demon anointing that we see occurring in the followers of Todd Bentley and Rick Joyner. So the New Age movement has infiltrated portions of the church. My friends, these things are in play right now. And as we look at the calendar, we are about to enter 2011. The New Agers can also see the calendar. They want chaos. They want war. They want the planet to be depopulated because the initiates in their eyes do not all qualify. Folks, these are very, very dire days that we are entering. And the next 2 years are going to be also very challenging. Every one of you that are listening need to gain all of the knowledge and understanding that you can about these things and these matters. All right, folks? Well, it looks like I'm running out of time, but my friends, please take all of these matters to heart. Share this message with your loved ones and your friends, but share it, folks. You're free to do that. Also, please be looking for my message that is about to come out in the next few days. Well, folks, it looks like we're out of time. Real quick, I want to say that this ministry is 100% supported by listeners like you. So if you appreciate what we are doing, we appreciate your support. The address is Watchman's Cry, P.O. Box 157, Priest River, 83856. Or you can go to our website at watchmanscry.com and contact us there. Well, folks, we're out of time. Be looking for our next audio, and we'll see you next week. God bless you, folks. Bye-bye.